What were your first symptoms?
Just feeling like I had the flu, and I was just needed to go home and wanted to lie down.
How did it progress? What kind of symptoms happened after you had the flu feeling?
Well, I don't remember being in great pain or anything. I just remember that I couldn't move. There are certain muscles that didn't work anymore.
So you never had to be in an iron lung?
No, I didn't, but a lot of other children did.
What was the atmosphere in your community in Salem around that time? Were a lot of people coming down with polio? Were people in iron lungs? Was there a sense of paranoia and fear?
Well, there was a real stigma having had polio because of the fear.
How did that manifest for you?
Well, it manifested in my becoming an immediate social isolate because I don't know whether it was my own friends or their parents, but you know, I just didn't have any friends. And I did try and go to school, and I remember once falling down, and the teacher didn't even try and help me back up. I think they were afraid of us, too. So it was just absolutely horrible.
During the time of 5th, 6th, 7th grade, how were you able to get around? Were you using crutches?
I was in a wheelchair part of the time, and then crutches.
And did you have to have operations as well?
Oh, yeah, I had a lot of operations. I had 2 spinal fusions, which were just Chinese torture, where they put your whole body in a cast and then bent it into shape because I have scoliosis because the muscles weren't holding it, my body straight, and then took bones from a cadaver and put them in your back. And so those, each of those took about 9 months. It was, they weren't fun.
That's probably an understatement.
Right.
How did you, or did you, keep your spirits up during that time?
I was just blessed to have parents who were just absolutely fabulous because instead of them saying, oh, you poor little girl, you had polio, poor this, poor that, my mother particularly, who would know the other children that were in the hospital, she would say, oh, you're so fortunate. I'm so glad. The little girl down the hall, I've been talking to her mother. She can't move her hands at all. Just think how, oh, you're so lucky. You can move your hands. I'm so glad. And then she'd tell me about the child that was in an iron lung and how they couldn't breathe. And oh, we're so fortunate. So I always felt quite lucky.
Did you ever have down times, though? I mean, you're an only child, so it's not like you had a sibling to play with.
I use books a lot. I love to read.
Even since I've known you, which is about maybe 20 years, when I first met you, you were walking somewhat with some crutches, and now then you were in a wheelchair that you could push with your hands or move with your hands, and now you're in a motorized wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel depressed or sad about that?
I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. So I really have accommodated my life so that I lead a full life.